Hi there, my name is Marcella Kingman. I'm a senior at UNC Chapel Hill, and I'm a part of the Parr Center's Chapel Foot podcast. So today I'm going to be talking about twins. I grew up with my two younger sisters who are fraternal twins, and I've always been interested in the science of twins, but also just the psychological dynamics of the twin experience. So growing up with my sisters, it was always interesting to think about how even though all three of us share the same amount of genes, because we all share about half of our genome with each other, my sisters were often thought of as more similar and having the most in common, mostly because they were the same age, but also because it's just very common to think of twins as always being really similar. So to get started, I'm going to provide some background on the difference between fraternal and identical twins. So with fraternal twins, two separate sperm fertilize two separate eggs, and this is called dizygotic twinning. Fraternal twins, on average, will end up sharing half their genomes, which is the same as any other set of siblings. Identical twins, through a process called monozygotic twinning, one sperm will fertilize an egg to produce the embryo, but the embryo ends up splitting into two. So because they originate from that same embryo, these twins will end up sharing their entire genome. With other forms of multiple births, like triplets or quadruplets, the offspring can be fraternal, identical, or a combination. All of this is called typical twinning, so this is the mechanism by which most twins biologically are born. I think one of the reasons this feels so relevant is because twin births are actually more common than ever. So over the past 40 years, twin birth rates have globally increased by about one-third. One in 42 people are now born a twin, and this equates to 1.6 million children annually. Multiple births of all types are on the rise, so this includes twins, triplets, quadruplets, etc., but twin births account for 90% of multiple births. The exact reason for this isn't known for sure yet, but a lot of the increase in twin births has been attributed to hormone treatments like IVF. These treatments have become way more popular and widely available as the median age that people are having children has increased. The exact mechanism, though, for why this technology could be connected to more twin births is still speculated. And with this rise in twin births has come a lot of research on how growing up as a twin shapes someone's identity. A lot of advice for parents raising twins centers around maximizing personal autonomy, avoiding comparisons, valuing twins as individuals, and encouraging separate experiences. According to psychologist Barbara Klein, a twin has an identity as a twin and an identity as an individual. She also says that twins develop differently because they share a primary attachment to each other. Joseph G. Thomas talks more about this emotional connection in his paper titled The Early Parenting of Twins. So I'm going to go ahead and read a quote from the paper. He says, "The twin situation is triadic. The infants develop attachments to the primary caregiver and their co-twin. Problems with this complex association include delayed onset of speech, decreased speech production, and cryptophagia, which is a term for the secret language that some twins will develop in early childhood." Licensed professional counselor Priscilla Dean identifies comparison issues, friendships, and being lumped together as key concerns in developing a sense of personal identity as a twin. And I think this makes a lot of sense because just thinking about how easy it is to compare twins to each other, they're always the same age, and this often means that they'll be in the same general place in life. So jumping into research on twins, a major area of interest is how we can use twins, especially identical twins, to better understand the nature versus nurture debate. So epigenetics is the study of how your environment can change how genes are expressed. So basically, what genes turn on or off depending on external circumstances or one's environment in development. Studies of identical twins raised in differing environments are a way to prove this model and attempt to explain the different roles of nature and nurture in human development. To highlight one specific study, Alexander Trevonsky and Tatiana Golovkina of UChicago are researching how our genetics affect our microbiome. And a microbiome refers to all of the microorganisms living naturally within us. This often has a lot to do with our immunity. So it's been found that the genes that affect our immune system strongly influence the composition of our microbiome. Using mice with identical genetic compositions, the researchers were able to discover that in these mice, again, they have the same genetic composition. The most influential factor in microbiome composition was actually just their innate immune response. And an innate immune response refers to the immunity response that's just present from birth and based solely on genes that affect immunity. However, adaptive immunity was actually less influential. So overall, this indicates that our immunity is heavily influenced by genes. So twin research is super valuable and can teach us a lot about gene expression. Additionally, with twin births on the rise, I think it's really important to be aware of how twin status affects identity and how we can view twins as individuals and autonomous while still embracing that there's a really special bond created in twin relationships. So to wrap up, I wanted to share some thoughts from my sisters Anna and Lily. In preparing to record, I asked them both how they feel like being a twin has affected their identities. So they both mentioned how valuable they found being a twin because they're able to go through major life events at the same time. And my sister Anna mentioned as well how this contributes to just an overall feeling of being understood and having someone that she can always go to. And I think they often kind of view each other as built-in best friends, which I think is really special and goes beyond what a typical sibling relationship is. Alright, so that's everything I have for today. I hope you learned something, and thank you so much for taking the time to listen.